Welcome to Strong Communities, where we are growing together through strengths. Today we're going to talk about the woo talent and how to harness its power in times of change and chaos. People with this talent have one core belief about change. There are no strangers or enemies, just friends and allies to be made. They easily insert themselves into social circles and groups, striking a genuine warm relationship with everyone around, and being regarded as likable by anybody who crosses their path. They quickly figure people out after first meeting them, knowing exactly how to act, think, and speak to strike a lively conversation, and how to move from conversation to friendship seamlessly. This creates a strong influence over the people they meet, because everybody loves the attention and care they provide, how they make others feel heard and cared for, and the magical bond they form on the basis of that respect and appreciation. They thrive on winning over challenging people or skillfully maneuvering in a tough social situation because it lets them put their flair to the test. But this talent is not about becoming the center of the world and the life of the party. People with woo also excel at connecting different people based on their tastes, their natural talents, their backgrounds, their goals, what they're passionate about, even when those people didn't see the correlation before they pointed it out. That's how a group shifts when a woo talent is among them, and it's exactly what's needed in times of change, people coming together and connecting, no matter how fragmented or at odds they were before, to walk together for a bigger, more important cause. We see this among activists, young politicians, socialites, and more. If you want to harness social flair like these pros do it, ask yourself, where can I meet new friends and strike interesting conversations? How can I insert myself into a group and ignite a desire for change? Thanks for listening, and let's keep building those strong communities together.